which is there, even though he doesn't carry the name. Even if he doesn't carry the name. However, if a person calls himself Salafi, staunch, believes himself to be a vanguard of Salafiyya. Huh? I am Salafi. And I don't care what anyone says. I'm Salafi. Every one of you is not Salafi. You're not Salafi and you're not Salafi. I'm the Salafi. Yet when you look at his belief, you find that he is deficient in his aqeedah. Deficient. He claims to be Sunni. He claims to be Athari, but yet you find that he declares the rulers to be kuffar. For example, makes takfir of the Muslim rulers, curses the Muslim scholars. So now his claim, is it in accordance? Are his actions and his statements in accordance to what he has claimed? No. So in reality we judge a person upon that which he displays, that which he is upon, not merely the claim that he is upon, ya ikhwan. And finally, knowing that which the Sahaba were upon, because that's the way of the saved sect. And it is only a latter day, modern day phenomena. A modern day phenomenon. That a person will say, I don't know what the saved sect is. And that no one knows what the saved sect is. You just do what you're doing and carry on. Don't worry about what the saved sect is. This is a modern day phenomenon. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, when he was asked, with regard to the saved sect, with regard to Firqatul Najiyah, he said, if they are not Ahlul Hadith, then I don't know who they are. Imam al-Tirmidhi, he said that the way of the saved sect is the way of the Salafus Salih, the way of the Sahaba and those who followed them. Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, was he in doubt of what the saved sect was? Imam al-Lalakai, was he in doubt as to what the saved sect was? Imam Malik, was he living in doubt? He didn't know what the saved sect was? This is by Allah to attribute injustice to Allah. That Allah has put you upon a path. Layliha ka nahariha. It's night, it's like it's day. That's how clear it is. But yet he did not show you. No one knows. So this saved sect and this Taifatul Mansura, as the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, that will occur and they will never cease to be a group of my ummah, victorious upon the truth, aided upon the truth. Every single generation never cease to be present. They don't know the saved sect. This is only this message that is propagated by many of the people. That no one knows what the methodology of the saved sect is. That they don't know the way of the saved sect. This is something which is a misnomer. And it is misinformation. Because the Salaf of this Ummah were not in doubt. Shaykh Abdul Aziz bin Baz was not in doubt. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen were not in doubt of the path of the saved sect. It doesn't mean that I claim now I am the saved sect. No. Abadan, no Salafi, no true Sunni, no person of Sunnah will claim I am the saved sect, I am in Jannah. Anyone who says that, then that is an arrogant, mutakabbir, arrogant person full of pride. We don't know where we're going to end up. Ibn Abi Mulaika said, I met the companions of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I did not meet a single one of them that he feared hypocrisy upon himself. So we fear this for ourselves. But the path, we know. It is the path of Ahlul Sunnah, it is the path of the Sahaba. This we know. And we try to guide ourselves from that to that path and upon that path. This is the difference between Ahlul Sunnah and the Salafiyin and the people of Dawatul Salafiyya and all of the rest of the organizations and sects and the parties. That it is perceived to be like you go into an open area, a vast area, and there are 73 wells. 73 wells where you take water from. Every single well, you look at the water, it all looks clear. Clear, and it smells of nothing, just clear. And every single well is poisoned with cyanide. Except for one. But you have to drink, because if you don't drink, you're going to die. The Salafi, he doesn't say that I am the well with the clear water. The Salafi says, I know where that well is. He knows it. He recognizes it because of the aqidah and the usul and the manhaj and what the Salaf were upon. He knows where it is. That distinguishes the Salafi from all of the other firaq of misguidance and all of the other ahzab and the parties and the groups and the organizations. This is how the Salafi is distinguished. Not that the Salafi is arrogant, because no Salafi should be arrogant. A Salafi, his Salafiyah humbles him because he realizes I have been blessed with something that many, there are millions of people in the world, maybe even billions that aren't being blessed with. Knowledge of that well. So what does the Salafi do? Does he hide it? I'm the only one who knows, I better not tell my neighbor. I'm the one, the only one who knows, I better not tell my father. I'm the only one who knows, I better not tell the rest. No, the Salafi says, that's the water. If you don't drink from it, you're going to starve, you're going to be thirsty. And you're going to die upon thirst, out of thirst. So, the Salafi is the one who recognizes the well. This is what distinguishes us. Whereas all of the other groups, they don't know. They walk into it blindly and they say to the people, don't worry about which water is pure and which one's not pure. You just go and drink. So they begin to poison themselves and poison themselves and poison themselves. So this is the way and this is the message of Dawatul Salafiyyah. In a nutshell. As much of a nutshell as I could make it in the time that I had. And Jazakumullahu khairan for listening. And inshallah maybe tomorrow we can expand further upon that. And mention maybe some of those usul and some of those principles that the Sahaba were upon. Jazakumullahu khairan. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.